Welcome to the Banner of Truth broadcast. The following program of inspiration is brought to you by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. You can find one or more Free Reformed Churches in this station's listening area. And now, the Banner of Truth with Pastor Hans Overdoon, the minister of the Calgary Free Reformed Church.
Dear friends, today, at least in North America, in our culture, special attention is given to mothers in the family and home. More important than Mother's Day, however, is the fact that it is Sunday. It is again the Lord's Day. On this day, we are called to attend the Christian worship services and to honor God and to be instructed and guided by His holy word. And of course, God's word also says much about family life and much about mothers and fathers. Will you pay attention to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners today? Oh, that in each home and family this day, God would be honored and His word prized. Nothing will help family life and truly honoring our parents to God's praise and for their joy as putting God first and His word and worship as our highest priority in each of our lives. In that connection, I thought this time to think about the great blessing of being raised in a Christian covenant home. That will be our theme, the blessing of being raised in a Christian covenant home. And the preaching now is based on the scripture as given in Proverbs 23, verse 10 to 26. Let me read this passage first from God's word to you. Remove not the old landmark, we read in Proverbs 23, beginning at verse 10, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their cause with thee. Apply thine heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child, for if you beat him with the rod, he shall not die. You shall beat him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. My soul, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when your lips speak right things. Let not your heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and your expectation shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Be not among wine-bibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, or meat, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken or listen to your father that begat you, and despise not your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begets a wise child shall have joy of him. Your father and your mother shall be glad, and she that bare you shall rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. When you hear this passage, Proverbs 23, verse 10 to 26, do you know something that so stands out from all these verses? What a blessing to be raised in a Christian, or you might say, godly covenant home. That's what stands out here. We learn this in this passage, where God gives clear directions to us how He will have His people raise their children. It being in our society today, Mother's Day too, makes this subject all the more relevant. What kind of father and mother does God call you to be, dear parents? How does the Lord want us to raise our children? What does raising your children God's way mean? And what responsibility do our children and young people have raised in Christian godly covenant homes? These are all good questions. And in view of them and other questions as well, think with me on our theme, what a blessing to be raised in a Christian covenant home. We have three main points under this theme. First, consider the principles for such a home. Second, the purposes with such a home. And third, the preciousness of such a home. Looking at Proverbs 23, verse 10 to 26, can you come up with a number of principles as to how God would have us raise our children in His ways, under the gospel message, according to His word? The text shows, for one, we are to raise our children lovingly. Lovingly. The whole tone of the passage is one of loving affection. It speaks of closeness and a special bond of a father and mother with their son. My son, we read in verse 15 and 19 and 26. He who begot you and she who bore you, verse 24 and 25. Notice too in verse 10 to 11 how the wise man speaks of God's special care and defense of children in need. Weak, helpless children, maybe orphaned children, or children with only one parent. God wants children to be raised in a context of love and care. If you don't raise them lovingly, you can't really raise them in God's way and in promotion of His gospel. We know the gospel is all about God's infinite loving kindness and tender mercy and His holistic care for us in and through Jesus Christ. In a Christian godly covenant home, this should shine through always and be something your sons and daughters can testify of. Our parents raised us lovingly. Notice next, raising your children and youth God's way means also raising them diligently in the truths of God's word and the call to trust and obey God's gospel promise in and through Jesus Christ. Raising them diligently in God's ways. Listen here to the words of loving parents to their children as given in verse 12. There we read, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. And in verse 19, hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Likewise, in verse 23, the godly parents urge, buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. We could also mention verse 26, my son, give me your heart and observe my ways. Do you hear it? There's a passion expressed here and an urgency and a diligence reflected to train in the way of the Lord. Our children need to learn what the Bible teaches from Genesis to Revelation. They need to be taught the truth concerning their sins and sinfulness by nature and about Jesus Christ as the only Savior of sinners for us. They need to learn about the call to repent of sin and to believe on Christ and to seek and serve the Lord from the days of their youth. We need to press home to our children that God calls them, especially also as children of confessing believers, as covenant children of God, to be His children. God would have our children raised in the way of His word, and so we need to read and teach and read the Bible to them. Increasingly, we live in a time of so much lack of Bible knowledge, and it is to be feared. People, also Christian parents, with their covenant children, are not raising them in and with the Scriptures. How much Bible reading happens in your home, dear friends? What about reading from the Bible at mealtimes and for evening and morning devotions? How many parents place their children in front of a TV or some screen where they take in so much that the world offers and they grow up not knowing the Scriptures, the Bible? Oh, faithful and godly parents, according to Proverbs 23, are intent on and need to be intent on their sons and daughters knowing the truth as given in God's holy word. And not only knowing about that word, but receiving and believing it and living by it by God's grace and spirit. Are you raising your children lovingly and diligently in God's ways, in line with all His word and gospel? This is what Proverbs 23 surely promotes. And what God calls for from us as faithful parents. Notice further, we are also to raise them firmly in God's ways. By firmly, I mean with God-given authority that shows also in disciplining the children as may and will be required. Verses 13 to 14 of Proverbs 23 mention this, surely that sometimes as parents we need to discipline our children. They need to lovingly but firmly be corrected when disobedient and unruly and disrespectful, etc. Administering discipline is not something negative, but very positive when done in a God-honoring way, in a context of love and wanting the very best for the child. Never should we as parents discipline in anger, nor to hurt our son or daughter. No, never. Yet discipline is necessary to teach and train them in the way that they should go, and to keep them from wrong and harmful, God-dishonoring and sinful ways, hurtful also to others. If your son or daughter is disobedient and disrespectful, and he or she does not listen to you after you tell them once, you shouldn't give warning after warning, but let them realize it in ways respectful to them, yet very clear to them, if necessary, that disobedience and disrespect cannot be tolerated, not before God, nor before others, including their parents. Don't raise your children as spoiled brats that get away with everything. It's easy for us to withhold correction, but often we do more harm than good as a result. And parenting becomes a lot less pleasant when you withhold correction when it's necessary. It is good and something beneficial for all involved and all of society when our children are raised learning sin and bad behavior has miserable consequences, especially also of God's displeasure and punishment. Not because we say so, but because God says so. Raising our children lovingly, diligently, and firmly go together. If you are not raising your children firmly, you are not raising them lovingly. And if you raise them lovingly, you will raise them firmly. The best of parents will know of and admit failure often, either in being wrongly firm or too firm or not firm enough. As parents, we sure need forgiveness for our shortcomings and help in our calling every day again. Thankfully, God also so promises to be with us, even as we seek to be faithful in the calling he gives us as parents. This also leads me to the next principle our text passage surely teaches us. We must raise our children sincerely. Sincerely. Is not our calling as parents to be examples to our children of all that we seek to teach them? When the wise man says in verse 26, "My son, let your heart observe my ways," and in verse 22, "Hearken or listen to your father and despise not your mother," that implies, doesn't it, as parents living sincerely with good example before our children. If you tell them one thing, but you yourself do the opposite, such a mixed message leads to resentment and to provoking your children to wrath. It is true, isn't it? We need to be genuine with our children, raising them in God's ways and leading them in the way of God's word and gospel. Let us ourselves, by God's grace, be sure to be pursuing that same way. Do your children know you, whatever your faults, as someone who seeks sincerely to live before God in faith and godliness and repentance and holiness and love before God and others? How important is the role of godly example in the home? Who would deny this? What a responsibility this gives us as parents with our children, as confessing Christian parents, especially with our covenant children. What a blessing to know God will help us in this responsibility, even as we ever look to him. How true what one said in this regard, quote, "The more consistent parents are, the less pleading, begging, bribing, and shouting they'll need to do." End of quote. Here let us think of another way our children should be raised ideally as God's word teaches, namely with dad and mom being together in the godly focus and Christian upbringing of the children. So raising them together in the same way. Notice how in our text passage the father speaks of the mother being of the same mindset as he, wanting above all that the children fear and love the Lord. Verses 22, 24, 25 all express jointly working together in the godly upbringing of the children. By the way, children ideally are to be raised by their father and mother, and family life is with the man and woman married and faithful to each other in the sacred and lifetime bond of marriage. God can and does give help with single-parent families, but that is not the ideal nor the way God designed it. And of course, same-sex couples and them insisting also on raising children is clearly an abomination to God and in defiance of the Holy Bible. It is neither helpful to the children involved nor beneficial to society as a whole either. We must not be wiser than God, the maker and designer of marriage and family life, as taught in the first chapters of the Holy Bible. Sadly and tragically today, people insist on doing things their own way and not God's way, and more our society is experiencing the ill effects of this on many fronts, especially the children. Oh, that people would go back to what God's inspired and infallible word teaches us. As male and female, husband and wife, parent team, heterosexual parents can be such a support and help and balance to each other also then in the high calling of parenting. I can't help but think here of the single moms who don't have this, including also those married where there is only one spouse that believes. How much extra encouragement such parents truly need, and how wonderful when in a Christian church setting they also experience this encouragement time and again, most lovingly and abundantly so. How important to stress, too, that God will have his people marry someone who also confesses Christ as Savior and Lord. God forbids marriage where husband and wife are unequally yoked, that is, not having the same Christian faith and outlook in life together. This is something God insists on, especially also with the upbringing of children that come along. In connection still with both dad and mom being involved in the raising and training of the children, it is important to mention yet the stress upon the father's role in the Proverbs 23 passage. The father is giving the spiritual leadership and showing full support to the mother in the home in her training of the children. Fathers, are you seeing your role as God would have it, or more shirking it and leaving all the raising of the children more or less to mom, to your wife? Men are the main breadwinners for the family as God ordained it, but that is not the only responsibility, nor even the chief responsibility men have as husbands and fathers. We are called to be the spiritual heads in the home and to show godly leadership and example and interest in all the training of the children. Yes, often mother will do most of the work, but it should not be so that such happens in a way that you as dad show no interest or care in that matter at all. To drive home what I mean, this little story may have impact. Little Billy was allowed to sit in his father's place at the dinner table one evening when his father was absent. His slightly older sister, resenting the arrangement, sneered, "So you're the father tonight. All right, how much is 2 times 7? Without a moment's hesitation, Billy replied nonchalantly, "I'm busy. Ask your mother." Does the point register, dear friends, with you? Fathers, one of the best ways you can please the wife as mom in the home and give her a happy Mother's Day also is to let her know in word and deed, not just today, but constantly, that you want to take your responsibilities as Christian man in the home seriously. Meaning you won't just leave to your wife all the spiritual care and upbringing of the children, but you will be closely involved when possible and always supportive in the God-given calling we have as parents. As men in the home who profess to be Christians, we need to say and show the spirit of Joshua in Joshua 24, verse 15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So far then, we have seen from our text the following principles with raising our children in God's ways. As Christian parents, especially, you have the calling from God to raise your children in the way of his word and gospel, to raise them lovingly, diligently, firmly, sincerely, and unitedly. Notice yet further, these verses in Proverbs certainly also promote raising our children clearly. Clearly, and by that I mean, look at how the Father clearly points out the way of sinners and both the wickedness of it and the hopelessness of it, living in defiance of God. Verse 17 to 18. Let not your heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end or hereafter, and your expectation, your hope, shall not be cut off. This godly father you see here warns against the worldly and pleasure-seeking life and against ungodly relationships and ungodly habits, showing clearly the outcome of such and making clear, on the other hand, the blessing of seeking and serving the Lord. Dear parents listening, are you making clear in the raising of your children that God's way is the way of true blessing, but sin's pathway leads to destruction? Yes, however alluring it may look to be. By precept and example, let us teach clearly the two ways people go, always pointing away from the broad way that leads to eternal ruin, and urging rather the narrow way that leads to everlasting life, the way of the Lord and His Word. In the matters of each and every day, are you leading your children clearly in God's ways and not the world's ways? We live in such confusing times. What a blessing when our children are clearly taught the way of wisdom and right as given to us in God's holy word. What else so comes out is that this father and mother aim to raise their children positively. Positively. Listen how they mention several times, verse 15, 16, 24, and 25, how it would so fill them with joy to see their son or daughter walking in God's way, following wisdom's path, having a heart for God and good, and speaking right things to God's praise. The focus here is on positively raising the children and looking to the Lord also to bless the godly upbringing of the children. All that God is as Almighty, faithful, merciful Savior God in and through Jesus Christ, He pledges to be for believers and their seed. Urge your children positively then in the gospel way, and do so lovingly, diligently, firmly, sincerely, unitedly, and clearly, asking the Lord by His Holy Spirit, for Jesus' sake alone, also to bless your parenting in reliance on God and His Word. Surely that is what our text brings out, but should take place in the home life, especially in the Christian covenant homes. If you think too of these God-given, Bible-based principles for the home and for family life as God wills, must you not agree with the theme for this message? The theme, what a blessing to be raised in a Christian covenant home, where these principles are pursued and the desire to follow through on them is steadfastly evident. The preciousness of such godly homes can hardly be overestimated. Here we come also to our second main point, moving from the principles for a godly home to the preciousness of a godly home. I will be brief under this point, but let me simply mention, consider the opposite of being raised in a godly home. The opposite. The opposite is being raised in an ungodly home and in a worldly and even a pagan family. The opposite is not being raised in the way of the gospel and being led in the way of ignorance and disobedience and confusion and ungodliness and disrespect and irresponsibility. God will have our children raised in the light of His good word and gospel, and not being so raised means being raised in darkness and foolishness and sin and blindness and ultimately in hopeless despair and emptiness. There are no happier children in the world than those raised in God's ways as taught in the Bible, taught lovingly, diligently, firmly, sincerely, unitedly, clearly, and positively. Such upbringing is so great a blessing for children and youth, and it is most helpful for the Christian church and very beneficial to society and our world. Whereas the opposite is such a drain and blot on any nation, and spells trouble for any church, and it brings hurt in the family, and it is detrimental for the children. It is so true, as one Christian song puts it, and something that could easily be proven with factual evidence, happy the home when God is there, and love fills every breast, when one their wish and one their prayer, and one their heavenly rest. Happy the home where Jesus' name is sweet to every ear, where children early speak His fame, and parents hold Him dear. Happy the home where prayer is heard and praise each day does rise, where parents love the sacred word and all its wisdom prize. Lord, let us in our homes agree this blessed peace to gain. Unite our hearts in love to Thee, and love to all will reign. Indeed, to be raised in a Christian covenant home is so precious too, when you think about it, that such is an expression of God's care and goodness for the children of believers. Every covenant child raised in a godly Christian home, in spite of failures and shortcomings still, how much reason to be so very grateful for such an upbringing. What is the purpose of such an upbringing? Coming now to our third and last main point. Is not the purpose of God with being raised in a Christian covenant home with the principles of Proverbs 23, having many precious family blessings, is not the purpose, as we mentioned, that our sons and daughters also be saved and seek and serve the Lord in their generation and in the next generation following? Notice how often in our text passage the godly parents speak of the heart of their sons and daughters being in the way of the Lord. And if it is not the case, can you imagine anything that grieves parents, your father and mother, more than a wayward son or daughter? To be raised in God's good way and still then to choose the way of sin and evil is not only so wrong and foolish, but it is heartbreaking for parents and for others, and so devastating for yourself, really, and eternally so even, if there's no change. But God still now pleads with you, even today, who are still to this day rejecting godly Christian upbringing and turning your backs on the one only God of salvation for us. The purpose of being raised in the Christian covenant home is that you turn from sin and trust and obey the Lord God of the Bible, the God of all comfort and of only comfort, that you turn to Him sooner than later, even in the days of your youth. Thanks be to God, Triune, for the wise counsel and good gospel teaching, also from the book of Proverbs. Thank God for fathers and mothers that have followed God's word and who also love the book of Proverbs. And so, Lord, we can have happy Father's Days and Mother's Day and wonderful Lord's Days, leading us again and again in the way we should go and keeping us from the ways we should not go. Amen. Dear friends, this radio broadcast is not meant as a substitute for worshiping in a faithful Bible-believing church. If you are not currently worshiping in such a church, you are most welcome to come to our services. To learn about the Free Reformed Churches in your area, check our website at www.frcna.org. Again, www.frcna.org. If you have been blessed by this message, or you would like a free copy of today's broadcast, you can write to The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. That's The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. We are always glad to hear from our listeners. And now, until next week, the Lord be with you all.
For more information about the Banner of Truth and the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at www.frcna.org. These radio messages are also being posted on the Internet and can be downloaded for free. Visit www.sermonaudio.com and search on the Banner of Truth. Please join us again next week for the Banner of Truth broadcast.